Guys, just hopping on here for a minute. Come on in. I have something to share with you. Blessing from March 4th. March 4th. March 4th. Go forward, says the Lord. March forward. Hallelujah. Pray that I get some people on here. I don't know if anyone's out there, Lord. We just pray you bring them in. Bring the right people who need to hear this personal word from you right now. Right now, God. Those with aching hearts. Those who have lost hope, those who see the darkness around them and can't make out the light, Lord, I pray you bring them in to see the light, to see your heart in this time, to see your heart in this time, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Come on in and share. I have a personal prophetic word for you from the Lord. And he's calling you his chosen one. He's calling you his beloved one. And he's saying, come forth. Come forth. It's March the 4th. Come forth and step into my presence. Step into my presence. Step into the light, because it's dark out there. Step into the light, guys. Come in and share this. I only have a short time, and I need you to have an open heart for this. I've chosen this background. This is a background that the Lord is saying, you are my beloved one. You are my chosen one. Right now, in this hour, in this dark hour where it looks so dark, guys, listen. His heart is just pleading. Come. And this word is for those who have come, who have listened to him, and who have come, and who have stepped and cultivated his presence. And yet the world is shaking, and it's looking darker, and you're confused, and you're in a place where you just don't know what's what. Guys, the Lord is saying, I've had a few words. I'll start out with a few right now that are on my heart, because I have been fasting. I have been off the internet mostly, and the Lord is speaking. So the other day I had, sound the alarm, blow the trumpet in Zion. The day of the Lord is near. He woke me up. I didn't look at the time, but I imagined it was around 2-3 in the morning. And this was in my spirit, shouting in my spirit, sound the alarm, blow the trumpet, blow the shofars. The day of the Lord is near. And what is the day of the Lord? It's a day of great judgment for people, but it's a day for those in Christ. They will see a transformation. They will see a glory. It is coming, guys. If you are in the light, then you are safe. You have to get out of the darkness to be in the light, to receive him, so that the day of the Lord is not a day of vengeance for you, but a day of redemption. Blessings to you. Thank you for coming on. Would you share? Laura Gregory, thank you. Mary Cobb, I see. Hallelujah. I only see a few on here, please. I only have a short time. I have to go to an appointment, but the Lord has led me, because this is going to bless your heart. It's going to bless your socks off. So the Lord led me to read a journal from last year. And I had... See, after I wrote down sound the alarm just this morning, I just wrote it in my journal. The Lord said, pick up that blue journal over there. And I didn't even know what date it was, what it was from. And it's from 1 year ago, April last year. And I open it up and I thought, I knew the Lord was going to tell me something, and right on that day I had a Jesus dream. I dreamed that Jesus was coming soon, and I wrote, the day of the Lord is coming, and you people, you're not ready. This was a warning a year ago. The Lord said, the day of the Lord is coming, and my people are not ready for it. And I know I have a word to write about that, but this I just want to mention, because in earlier years, the Lord had said that he is coming soon. We don't know what day or hour that is, but our hearts have to be ready. He's giving us a period of grace to get our hearts pure and ready, because we're going to be transformed. This birthing is us birthing too. We are birthing. We are that child birthing, like it showed in the stars in Revelation. The child, we are being birthed as a new remnant, as a new Jesus into the earth, so we can do the signs and wonders and miracles. So we are being birthed, and we are birthing something new. It's a huge revelation. The other thing the Lord said, worship and praise. That 1 year ago I got, worship will usher in revival. It has to come with worship. We've tried with the truckers coming and everything. That's a taste of people crying out, we want freedom. But the Lord said, only with worship and praise I will break it open. That's why he said, sound the alarm and blow the trumpet. Blow the trumpet to usher in revival. Blow the trumpet to usher in the angels to bring revival in the hearts of man. Well, it has to come with worship and praise. The Lord really put on my heart, get Sean Foyt into Canada to go across the nation and to bring the same spirit of worship across Canada that he's doing in the States. And I pray, guys, that the Lord, he has a special anointing to bring the glory, usher in the glory throughout the whole earth. Jesus himself told me that years ago. He said, Sean Foy is going to usher in my mission to bring the glory into the earth. It's through worship. It could be symbolic, but this is what he was doing. But we have to usher in Jesus through worship and praise. So get the worship going in your hearts. Get it in your house. We're in this time of transition where it seems nothing will break us out of this, and there's a heaviness on the heart. And when we put on the worship, I tell you, it breaks, right? You have to press through. This is pressing through the birth canal with worship, okay? Hallelujah. The Lord will crown us with glory when we crown and come out of this. We are being birthed. The church is being birthed, he said. Okay, so here I had, right all in this time, I'm amazed at what God told me last year. See, this is the other revelation. The Lord said, set up altars of remembrance. Didn't he tell that to Joshua and all Abraham, and set up the altars? Like when they crossed the Red Sea, they had to set up 12 stones on each side. When they crossed the Jordan, they had to set up altars. Why? The Lord is saying, set up altars of remembrance. He told me, my journals are altars of remembrance, guys. That's how important it is to journal. Because I pick up these words, and it's a now word. No matter how old it is, there is no time in the spirit. It's a now word. So a year ago also, I had Jesus right in front of my face, and he looked exactly like the man playing the part of Jesus on The Chosen. He was looking at me, and I knew it was Jesus, and he said three words to me. He said, "You are chosen." And it was the Jesus from The Chosen films. It was to tell me that he's relaying himself in another form, but as a chosen one. And he said, "You are chosen." So this is the word. This is the word. This is a personal bridal word. Are you ready for it? Get your hearts ready. Put it in a spirit of receiving from the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let your spirit pour upon people's hearts and let them receive your word, O God. He said, "My beloved, my chosen one, it's time. It's time. You are my chosen one. You are my beloved in whom I am well pleased. Your desires of your heart have become my own desires as you allow me to fashion them after my pure and perfect will. Do not be afraid, little one, for the storm is ahead of you, yes. But did I not show you that you will enter them with joy? You will be excited and full of holy expectation at what my power will do through you. I will bring the needy, the broken, the hurting, and proclaim my name over them all, and they will be healed. Sudden transformations will happen before your eyes. Go and enter these dark times, for you will go out with joy and be led forth with peace." Guys, he showed me that joy and peace are like angels that go before us. Picture, you will go out with an angel called joy and peace. They are with you, and they're going with you into this dark place, and you will have nothing to fear. And the mountains and the valleys will burst into praise, for I am worthy of all praise and honor. I will restore the hearts of my sons and daughters back to the Father. I am leading them in. He's leading them to us so that you can bring them to me. And I will bring you to the Father. So the Jesus is letting these people come to us so that we bring them to Jesus to heal them all. Like I saw in my encounter, I just said, "Jesus, heal them all the dead and sick and dying and moaning and groaning." And they were all healed. I just waved my hand and I said, "Jesus, heal them all." So we bring them to Jesus. He heals them and he brings us. His job is to bring us to the Father. Wow. We are all one with the Father, your Creator, your Master, your Redeemer. Jesus says, "For I have come to restore all things. Behold, I make all things new again. Rejoice, for when the darkness covers the earth, then my glory shines ever brighter. My glory will be seen on all those who enter my will. Be willing to enter my will, for I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I am bringing in the sheaves. It is the time of the great harvest, and my harvester angels are busy at work. Turn to me and hear what I am saying. Don't listen to the voice of distraction or the voice of the false Christ. I am he whom you seek. The longing for me is deep in the hearts of all men, because we were created in him, guys. We all have this. In that place, there are no more questions, only answers. So if we have to enter into the will of the Father, we have to say, not my will, but yours, Lord. Not my will, but yours. And when we enter his will, all you'll get are answers. I will show you the desires of your heart that you didn't even realize you have, but I see them because I placed them there. Hallelujah. Yes, I see you. Let me pour my oil of anointing over you, my little lamb. You are my treasure and the joy set before me when I endured the pain and suffering on the cross. I saw you. I did it for you, he said. Do you see now? You are my beloved, my treasure, my pearl of great price. Come, enter in. It's time. That's what he said. Go back. I will write that out. This is straight from the heart of the Father. This is straight from the heart of Jesus. He's telling us not to be afraid. Yes, it's dark. It's scary dark. But listen, we are being transformed from glory to glory. We are being transformed. And we will have nothing to fear. 2 years ago, I had this encounter in heaven. And I was on the road to Emmaus. It was getting really, really, really dark, black, black clouds. And Jesus came towards me walking. I saw a man, but he was of this spirit nature. He had a safari suit on and a belt of truth around his waist. And he had on big, round, black glasses, but it was Jesus, just like you would see him in a picture. And it was the seer vision he was imparting to me, and the belt of truth. And what he did, he passed through me, and his hand passed through this hand that is still suffering from some neurosis, some tingling. But his hand passed through me, and then he went to my daughter behind me. And then out of the pitch blackness, like you would see a black storm coming, came a horse and buggy, and on the horse, the rider, he was actually on the buggy like a wagon, I saw it was his face again. It was Jesus now it was his face, but as a rider bringing a cartload of sick and dying. I heard women and children mainly. They were moaning and groaning. And all I did with that hand that he had just passed through mine, I waved it over them, and such joy arose in me. And I said, Jesus, heal them all. And wow, even now I feel that excitement welled up in me, because I knew he was bringing them to me so that he could heal them. He needed me to speak his name. He needed me to speak it out. He's a God of miracles that can do it all, but he wants to partner with us to do it all. He wants us to be his light. He wants to transform us into him, into his presence. This is the glorious nature he wants to put on us so we can be transformed and we can do his works. This is what we're birthing. And I did that, and then he went by, and I walked into this pitch blackness with such joy. It was like I was almost skipping. I couldn't wait to go into the blackness, guys, because I knew everybody I pulled out would be healed, and that's what he wanted me to do. My job was to go in and just pull out as many as I could with joy and peace. It was amazing, and it sticks with me. And then 1 year ago, I walked on the water with him. He was out. I was in a little boat. It was like my little own boat on the Sea of Galilee, and Jesus was standing there with his arms out forward, beckoning me to come. He was beautiful out there, and I stepped out of that boat, and the water was perfectly still like glass, and I walked on that water to him. Guys, he will calm the storm in your soul right now. You need this. You need to know that you are his beloved and you are his chosen one, and he is well pleased with you. If you have sought him and hungered after him, he has placed that desire in your heart, and he sees it, and he is cultivating it. If you water it with his word, if you water it by going into his presence and with worship, that seed in you will only grow, and it will become beautiful, and it will be transformed. We are the pearl of great price. He has sought the whole world for people like us who know his heart and who have sought his heart and want only his heart, forsaking all. It doesn't matter what we leave behind in this hour. We have to seek him. Don't be afraid, he said. The storm is ahead of you, yes. But didn't I show you that you will enter the storm with joy? Hallelujah. You will be excited and full of holy expectation at what my power will do through you. That's what he said. You are his chosen one. Just like I said in the beginning, he looked at me in the face of that chosen one, who is an actor, but Jesus can be in anything. He told me, I told you this before, when I was in Israel, the very first night I was there, I prayed, God, I want to see you every single night I'm here. Speak to me. And the very first night he said, I am sending angels to be among you. Treat everyone as if they are an angel unaware, because we don't know if he is even one of those in another form. We don't know whom we touch and heal and speak to if they are not. Well, Jesus is in everybody. He created the spirit, created us all. So there's so much more revelation to that. Just see Jesus in the broken and the hurting. Treat them as if you would treat him, like the Samaritan, the good Samaritan treated the beaten up guy in the, you know, from the other, he was a Pharisee, not a Pharisee, a Samaritan. He was a good Samaritan than the other guy. But it wasn't even of his tribe. It was someone that he wouldn't even normally associate with. And he reached out to him. This is what God is telling us to do. So I bless you. Please share. God wants your heart to receive this. In this hour, there's nothing to be afraid. Jesus said, looking in Matthew 24 or whatever it is, that he said there will be wars and rumors of wars, and these things must be. They have to happen because they're written in the Bible. They have to happen. So wherever we are in the Bible, we can speculate and try to figure out all this that's happening. Just go to God. He will show you. He will show you things. And he'll let you worry about things. Just, you know, get your focus on other things. Worry about the state of your heart. And he said, behold, I'll make all things new again. So bless you. Bless you. May you shine as his light. Read Isaiah 60, 61, 62. Those are the chapters for now. In Jesus' name, bless you.